Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Use Three Criteria You Need for Selecting Prospects. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. Most salespeople spend 80% of their time chasing prospects who will never, ever buy from them. It's like watching someone try to fill a bucket with a massive hole in the bottom. They work harder, pour faster, but the bucket never fills. Today, I want to share the exact three criteria that top performers use to identify qualified prospects so you can stop wasting time and start closing more deals. Let me start with what I call the revenue reality check. The first criteria is simple but brutal. Does your prospect actually have budget authority? Too many entrepreneurs and their sales teams spend weeks, sometimes months, pitching to people who can't say yes even if they wanted to. They're influencers, not decision makers. Here's what separates the pros from the amateurs. They ask directly, "What's your budget range for solving this problem?" If there's no budget conversation, there's no qualified prospect, period. The second criteria is the timing factor, and this is where urgency lives. When do they actually need to solve this problem? See, someday prospects are dream killers. They'll drain your pipeline and your energy. You want to look for specific deadlines, real consequences, or trigger events that create urgency. If they're not feeling genuine pain right now, move on. It's that simple. The third criteria is what I call the perfect fit assessment. Does your solution actually match their specific problem? Don't try to force square pegs into round holes. The best salespeople qualify out mismatched prospects early because it saves everyone time and preserves relationships. Remember, it's always better to lose fast than lose slowly. Let me tell you about Sarah, a software sales rep who came to me frustrated. She was chasing every lead that came her way, working 70-hour weeks with terrible results. Once she started using these three criteria as non-negotiable filters, everything changed. Her close rate jumped from 12% to 41% in just 2 months. She worked fewer hours but made 60% more commission. Before your next sales call, write down these three questions and use them as filters. Do they have budget authority? Is there genuine timing urgency? Does your solution truly fit their problem? If any prospect fails two of these criteria, disqualify them immediately. Your future self will thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.